Our special guest this morning is Rebecca Fisher. She's here to share her story about what it was like to be a single young mom in All the Wrong Places, which is also the name of her book. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you have a very unique story, not in the single mother aspect, but some of the details of the circumstances of you and your daughter and where you had to bring her up were definitely the items that caught my attention. So can I get you just to jump on into those facts?
Sure. I did raise my daughter in a mortuary for a short time. Her dad was a funeral director, and I had her and brought her home to that funeral home and raised her for a short while. So that was different than the way everyone else I knew was doing things.
And yeah, absolutely. Well, I would love for you to please just address some of the struggles that you went through, not for the sake of, you know, having a sensational story to hear, but really because there are common experiences that a lot of people go through, and that you really have a testimony of faith and healing that I think is the key to the story.
Right. Well, I had made a lot of poor choices as a teenager and found myself pregnant at 19, married at 20, and not knowing what I was doing. I found myself in an abusive relationship and kind of at rock bottom. And my book talks about that journey out of that pretty dark place and back to my faith. I had been raised in Christian schools, and I know those seeds were planted. I had just lost my way, but I think those seeds were coming to fruition. But I had to be on my knees first, and that's kind of how it happened.
If we've got middle school or high school parents listening this morning, and maybe they are somehow relating to this statement that you've just made, that their children have been brought up in the Christian faith, maybe they even went to Christian schools, but they are seeing that rebellion come about, what words of encouragement would you give those parents as they're watching their own kids make some bad choices?
Wow. I would say that it really comes down to a personal relationship with God, and that's what it took for me. Everything I had heard as a child, it really helped. It served as a foundation, but it took me needing God. I've heard before that we have to get to a point where we need God like a drowning man needs air. Mm-hmm. And for some of us, that's the case, and that's where I found myself. And so if your kids are going through a rebellious period or you see them on just a really dark path, continue to love them, show his love to them, and just pray that he will step in. They have their own relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you raise your own daughter, have you been able to be candid with her about some of the choices that led you on that journey that you took, and the ways that you're able to communicate to her that she maybe or hopefully would make some different choices?
At first, I was afraid to tell her. You know, for a while I still had some shame about it. I didn't know how to approach her with it, but as I grew stronger in my faith and found that forgiveness, I realized that he was actually using my story to help others, and so I have. I have shared with her a lot of the poor choices I made, obviously in an age-appropriate way.
Sure.
She's 13 now, so it's a little different. I can be more open with her, but we have conversations often, and sometimes I get the eyes rolling, but I know that I'm giving her information that she'll need. I didn't get a lot of that information from my family as a kid, so I was kind of out there trying to figure it out on my own.
Mm. So over the last 13 years, or maybe longer, you obviously have gone from some very rocky roads that you were on to now a place of stability and a strong faith. What are some of the highlights that you would want people to know about along that journey that really just changed your way of thinking and living?
Well, I was very much alone when I started out, and through different circumstances, God put people in my life, a really large group of people who helped me find my way back to him. I would say that he puts people there for a reason, so I started to listen. I had to be willing to listen. And that happens, I put my character through those very circumstances. I force her to be alone and on her knees and willing, and I give her people to help her through that. I would say that, a willingness is where it started for me, the willingness to lean on someone else who probably had a better idea than I did, because I had, with everything I knew, all my wisdom and choices, I had ruined my life, really.
Wow. So as you put, I guess, the story on paper, what are your hopes, but what are your fears at the same time as people get to dive into maybe some of the past that you're not super excited about sharing?
I actually don't know that I have any fears about it, other than, you know, putting myself out there. And anytime you do that, you set yourself up for judgment. But I'm actually really excited to share my story. I've been able to do that a lot. And it's really a story of hope. It's a story of overcoming some pretty dark circumstances and finding faith in the meantime. And I know there are a lot of single moms out there. I know there are a lot of women who have lived through what I've lived through. And it's those women, actually, who helped me through this, women who had experienced it and had some hope to offer. So I really hope that I can be that to someone else.
Excellent. Well, Rebecca, what is your web address and how do people pick up the book?
My website is RebeccaFisherBooks.com. You can actually buy the book there or at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any online store.
RebeccaFisherBooks.com.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I very much appreciate your time today. And again, the book is called All the Wrong Places. Rebecca Fisher, our guest. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.